Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk.
Yeah. We just got high as fuck. Oh my God. Look how red my eyes are.
What are you going to do?
Look how red yours
are. We smoked that good. We smoked that Joey Diaz.
We smoked that motherfucking laughing gas.
It's the best weed.
It is the best weed. We love laughing gas.
Yeah. If you haven't tried laughing gas, you need to. Go to your local dispensary.
Listen, We're not fucking with you.
We smoke all the weed.
Look at me right now. We almost have to stop.
I mean,
it's too good.
You have like a very, like your eye, you have a Snoop energy right now.
I do have Snoop energy.
It's the braids with the eyes.
She's giving Snoop.
she's giving, it's Euphoria Snoop, meets doggy, Snoop.
Dog. Like I kind of got to like chill and like. Yeah, like this is kind of how I feel.
That's
that like, fucking laughing gas, bro. Hit them up.
Go to the ice cream shop. Studio City, baby.
Hit them up at Laughing Gas on Instagram. Tell them that you heard it. They got us really high.
They got us high as balls. We're gonna talk about the song I played for you the other day,
dude. You know the thing is about Sarah is like we like to take trips together. You and I. We love a beach day.
Not us talking at the same
We're best friends.
We complete each other's sentences.
Foods.
Not you, not yes anding when I needed you most.
We complete each other's
sentences.
Okay.
It just got a little like children's programmy.
So
it made me feel weird.
We love a beach day, but this bitch's music sucks.
Okay, that's not fair to say that it sucks.
It sucks.
I don't think
it's so.
I think, dude, sometimes I surprise you and myself.
Okay.
I'm a multidimensional being.
When we were doing shows in Austin, what? We were getting ready for a show, and like we had just traveled. And, like, we're about to go out, and we're trying to get our energy up. And this bitch is in her room getting ready to, like, the shit, like, she was listening to was, like, what it sounds like in a movie when they're at the funeral.
Yeah, because what gives me energy is not the same thing that gives you energy.
It's like, That is not what it sounds like.
Okay, so specifically when we were driving.
I'm in my room like. If you a bad bitch, put your ass in the air, put your ass on the ground, get that money right now. If you a bad bitch, put your ass in the air, put your ass on the ground, get my money now, turn it up. And she's in there.
I don't listen to music. I don't listen to music that you can twerk to. I'm not trying to make these cheeks clap.
Now put his dick in your mouth and suck it out.
Shut up.
It's like two totally different rooms at the. We stayed okay. When we were in Austin. We stayed in Airbnb, and the music from the rooms it was wildly different.
But every once in a while, she'll say, "Hey, I gotta play you this song, and I'll love it." And then I'll play that song
over
for a month,
dude. I'll see her like 3 years later. She'll be like, "Have you heard this?" I go, "Yeah, I showed it to you." Four years ago.
The one Kanye song I know.
Listen, this bitch has played out Ghost Town.
Honey.
I showed it to her once, manifesting under a moon, and she's never been the same, sweetie. She joined the Sunday church service after that.
Not me getting energy from a little bit of Kanye from time to time. Okay, wait, so I'm going to, do you want me to play you the Fiona Apple song that I played?
That triggered me?
That triggered you.
Yeah, if it's the one. Can you play it like in the middle? Don't start it from the beginning. Like put it
well,
like the
beginning is also tragic. I mean, for you. Okay, I'm going to play the song. I want everyone
to I'm going to be triggered by two things, and we'll see if they both happen.
I'm going to play the song in the mic the right way.
She knows.
Bitch, I know.
She knows.
I know how to use the mic, okay?
Okay, let's see if she remembers. Pressure's on. She already has it on the back of the microphone. This is not looking good.
Oh, it's here.
No.
It's here. Oh, it's here.
I don't know how much of this we can play, so we should fast forward to the parts that could legally. I don't know if we could just sit through Fiona's intro. This is the problem already. It's like, get into it, bitch. Look at her. Look at her shaking. She wants Fiona on to bed. This bitch is a crack addict for. Hold on. It's like if Vanessa Carlton was
angry
on opioids.
No, this is what I think. I think that there's something about Fiona Apple that appeals to the inner angry white bitch inside of me. And during the pandemic, bitches were rocking back and forth to this album.
Can I tell you my problem with the music?
Yeah.
I like my music. The reason I do like twerk and like rap, I only listen to specific kinds of rap now. I only listen to rap music about making money, having nice cars, having nice houses, that bag, getting not waiting in lines, getting past security, being on rooftops, living the life that I want. When I hear this white bitch going like, I only cry on my floor every night. All I do is cry. Things make me sad. Men make me sad. Men, they hurt me all the time. Men, they hurt me all the time.
Dude,
I can't.
Fiona Apple is an icon, a legend. You either get her or you don't.
I don't.
I mean, your impression of her was fairly good.
I only want a man to love. Unique, not my new.
She makes noises I didn't even know could come out of a human's mouth.
I swear, one part of that song when I heard it, she was like making like, it was just like, sad, like she was going like, weep wop. And there'd be like music in the background. She was like, wop wop. Like it was like some cuckoo shit. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, I swear.
You didn't. Triggers you. So much.
I want to tell you that you played the nicest of Fiona Apple's song.
No, I didn't.
She was like, I only want a man to love me never know now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, get that bag, make that ass clip.
You know what we have to talk about today?
Make it rain on them. I don't want to talk about that. Please don't bring it up. I know we talked about talking about it, but you know how I feel.
It's going to be bad. Let me tell you, there are times in life.
You want to rip the Band-Aid off?
Well, there are times in life when you do things that are embarrassing. Sometimes
Snoop
you're.
Kim? Snoopy Kim?
Snoopy Kim. Snoopy Kim is here to talk about. Everybody has done embarrassing things. You're listening to this podcast right now. If you're listening to this podcast, you're a fan of this bitch podcast, and we appreciate you. But you probably have done something embarrassing. You probably every once in a while it creeps up when you're washing a dish, when you're in the shower shaving your legs, when you're praying to God about how grateful you are for everything. It just kind of interrupts. Sometimes those embarrassing thoughts creep in and you literally have to physically shutter them out of your head again. Am I wrong?
You're 100% right. Sometimes you're just brushing your teeth. You're really getting in there. You're flossing. And there it is. The moment of shame hits you. And let's talk about this moment of shame that we collectively shared. Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone?
Okay. So okay. Sarah and I are young, hungry comics years ago.
Hungry.
Still. Hungry. Now you know what we're, it's like, you know,
we're satiated.
We are exactly, you know how we feel exactly how our brunch felt. Now it's like, no, we're not hungry, we're fed, but not enough.
Yeah.
Before we were dying of starvation, now we're just we're fed enough to not be hungry anymore, but never feel full.
Yeah, exactly.
But when we were young, hungry comics, we had dreams.
You know what I know? I'm noticing
what
is you don't want to get to the meat of the story because it's actually so humiliating that even like saying it out loud makes us both feel shy and embarrassed.
Yeah, it's really bad.
We have it's one of those moments where we both collectively feel shame and embarrassment.
Yes.
Is this confession?
These are our confessions. Xavier, can you put up? He won't, but I'll do the images. this is what I would imagine. Or if you do, if you can't, I don't even know if this is possible. Is what I'm saying. These are my confessions. Maybe Usher pops up behind us and goes, "These are my confessions." I'm a visionary. Wait, I just need
confessions, and then Usher pops out. That's what you're saying.
These are our confessions. You can use this audio. Let's say 1, 2, 3. These are our confessions.
I'm just getting canceled for being a bad Usher impersonator.
What is that cancelable?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I felt like what I did was.
What you thought you appropriate?
These are my confessions. Like, you thought, who do I think I am?
You thought trying to sing good was culturally appropriating black people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of true. they are the best singers.
Tell them.
I don't know, dude.
You're getting cold feet now, huh?
Everyone's got secrets, and maybe everyone deserves
to keep them. I'll tell
No.
I'm going to do it.
No.
We had it on the list of things to talk about.
No, and you know, I'll circle back. Sarah finishes the list she starts for this pod, sweetie.
Off a
it's almost a mistake to make a list for the pod. Not her getting offended. Did you see that?
Okay, so we decided that we were going to make a web series. We poured our hearts into the web series.
Honey.
Not only was it a web series, it was a script.
Whew. Two young girls in their early 20s in Hollywood. Great idea. Bling. Wow. This could make us money.
Next day, we're writing a script.
We're writing a script. We spend months on it.
We spend months on it.
Almost like 7-8 months.
And remember, you had your day job.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a day job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would meet up and write the script.
Mm-hmm.
And we really believed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shot... We shot.
It's on YouTube still.
We shot a whole web series.
It's called Half Full. It's on YouTube still.
It's still on YouTube. You guys can go see it. not me access. Pitching the show.
No, I was trying to sell it still. We're like, we leave it up in case anybody wants to throw a couple of hundred thousand at it.
Honey. It's online. You can find it. But we pour our hearts into it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We
mm-hmm.
play two sisters
mm-hmm.
who are opposites.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We
Great idea.
Great
also.
Idea. Great
That's
idea.
Who we are.
We And it came out great.
It did.
After a lot of tinkering.
The writing of it.
The writing of it came out great.
Yeah.
And the web series came out great.
Yes.
We were feeling very confident about it.
Yeah.
So we'd go ahead.
I can't believe that we're saying this out loud. It's also good, but we live in, to be realistic, it was the first thing I'd ever written. Was it the first thing you'd ever written like that?
Yeah.
And we live in Hollywood where hundreds of thousands of people are trying to write and sell things. So it's like, but when you're like us and you are actual geniuses and you believe in your shit, you really want to fucking sell that shit. So we were like, we gotta get it anywhere we can. So we're trying to get it into any hands we can. I mean, at one point I think that we were giving it to everyone we knew. We were asking everyone to read it. We were circling back to see if they read it. We were so annoying. We were asking, like, you think it could be big? Like,
I still do. It could still be.
Okay. So even at one point I was doing some assisting for a woman who worked at Comedy Central. She was doing a sketch, and her husband was the head of Comedy Central. Yeah. And I remember me and Sarah discussed if I should just leave the script on his toilet. Which I'm glad we did it. Which I'm glad we did it. That would be so intrusive if he was just shitting.
I think we should have left it on his toilet.
You think so? Leave in the comments if we should have, what you think we should have done if I should have left the script on his toilet. That's so insane to go sneak into his master bathroom. This moment, I was in there too. I was like, I could have left it here. Shit. So we're like, we need to get it into someone's hands that's in comedy, but also in movies.
Then
we saw that Judd Apatow was in town.
Not Judd Apatow being at the Improv.
Not us looking up Judd Apatow's schedule. Calendar.
Not us going to the Improv with a laptop headphones.
No, we even brought, no, we even set up a chair for Judd.
We set up a chair for Judd Apatow.
Stop. Stop. Cut the podcast.
We set up a chair for Judd Apatow in the parking lot of the Improv.
No, no.
What do you think? You want to know what Judd said?
No, 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 wait, wait, not even that. Don't even, we're not even there yet. We're not even there yet.
We're not.
Now you pre-coming the Judd story. We are waiting outside for him out of his show, said, like stalkers. Like,
I asked him, he said, I'm going to go do a set, but then afterward. I'm sitting next to him. He's got his legal pad. He's looking at his jokes.
And we're like, we want to show you something we made, Mr. Apatow. Mr. Apatow, sir, can we have a minute of your time? Also, you know, me and Sarah, this was almost 9 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And me and Sarah would quite literally never do this now. I can't even look at Judd when I see him.
I've never looked at Judd again.
When I see him, I act like I'm famous and he's a stalker. And I'm like, whoa, get away, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you think he would even remember?
I hope not, but I'm sure he's seen crazier things. But it's so
weird. It's memorable.
That's good. We should pitch again. Let's check his calendar.
Coming home and telling his wife about his day.
Oh, yeah.
And then these two crazy psychos.
These two fucking feral psychos. Came and made me sit. They had a chair. We even brought him a new clean pair. We were like, we have you a clean new pair of headphones too.
Yeah, we did. That's what I was gonna say. The headphones. Where did we get the headphones?
We're professionals. We went and bought them. I remember. We were like, Judd wouldn't want to use. We were like, he'll say no, he doesn't use. We gave him no excuse not to watch.
We have to have the headphones. We have to have
clean headphones. He's not going to just put a strange person's headphones in. We got to get him a new pair of headphones to
and
listen.
And then on the way there, we're like, is the video ready? Is it ready? Because when we open it up, you just got to be able to push it and play it. So make sure it's all downloaded. It's on play.
Which also is all very professional. I'm not going to lie.
The pitch? I mean, you can't pitch someone who doesn't know there's a pitch coming.
That's the problem. That was the only problem. The pitch was good. The problem was how we went about it. We were a little invasive about it. We stalked him. So I know Judd's definitely watching this. He's a huge fan of our podcast, obviously. Who isn't? So we'd like to send a formal apology from this bitch podcast for stalking you.
Yeah, I think like maybe we should be like,
oh, wait, go.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Mr. Apatow.
Mr. Apatow, we're sorry.
We're sorry for bombarding you in the parking lot of the Improv about 10 years ago with our pilot. And we hope we can move forward in a business relationship. I'm just kidding.
No, you winking at me. He could see us. No, she didn't wink at me, Mr. Apatow. She had something in her eye, Mr. Apatow.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Apatow. Not me botching the apology to Mr. Apatow.
No, stop it. He still can see it. We're still on. Mr. Apatow, we're really, really sorry, sir.
Sorry, we realize that your time is precious. And in the future...
We didn't mean to do that in front of also Jeremiah Watkins.
Not... Oh! We had a witness. That was the most embarrassing... That was the most embarrassing part.
Stop!
That was the most embarrassing part.
Jeremiah was up there, you know, trying to fucking schnooze it up with... Hold on, but you can't say he wasn't trying to go up buddy buddy with Apatow. Motherfucker Jeremiah.
Jeremiah
be working too, okay? well, we came in harder. Jeremiah was like, oh, Miss Apatow, I love all of your movies, sir. No, do you want to see my impression? And then we came in like, sit down, Mr. Toe.
We have a chair for you. We have headphones for you.
It's going to take 1 minute, sir, please.
Yeah, 1 minute.
And then we watched him.
What? Let us cucking him. We watched him watch our project.
No, I'm going to pass out. I'm so dizzy. Every time I tell this story, I get so dizzy. Please, no. I can't. Mr. Apatow, we're so sorry. And yeah, we watched him. And then what did he do?
I'm done. I feel sick. I'm feeling faint. I'm sweating. I'm faint. I'm done talking about it.
No. And then you have to talk about what happened after. What happened after he saw it? What was his first reaction? And Jeremiah watched him watch it.
Make more. Not us being like, we already made them. We made more.
No, we literally said, we made more. We'll email you.
We have a full script, Ms. Rabbitow.
What's your email, Sarah said.
Where can I send the other stuff to? Then
no, wait, there's
what's up, guys? Welcome to the halfway point of the show where we tell you about our favorite beverage, and that's Liquid Death.
Fuck yeah. Some days you just want a big one in your hand and you grab a tall boy of liquid motherfucking death. This can does feel a little naughty, I'm not gonna lie.
That's why I love it.
Yeah, when you go on stage, it feels like you're drinking a beer, but it's water. It's fucking sick. It's mountain water. Why is it called Liquid Death? Because it will murder your thirst, and their recyclable tall boy cans are helping to bring death to plastic bottles. They donate 10% of the profits from every can sold to help plastic pollution, and we love that. Here over at This Bitch, we're lovers of Earth.
We are. We're lovers of Earth.
Sue us.
Yeah. And also, they have different flavors. They got sparkling. They got mango. They got berry. They got lime.
I love the sparkling.
I like the lime. It's a great mixer if you're a drinker. And yeah, you get free shipping on all water and merch at liquiddeath.com/TKS. That's liquiddeath.com/TKS.
Or you can grab some at Whole Foods, 7-Eleven, Albertsons, Safeway, and Amazon. So
kill your thirst with Liquid Death.
Let's get back into the show. In fact, we do have... I'm crying. No, I can't.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, it's so embarrassing. It's the most embarrassing thing.
The podcast is just a sobbing.
It's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to us. We're sorry, Mr. Avatar.
Stop apologizing.
I really am so sorry.
Your eyes are so small. Okay.
Because listen,
we gotta.
Because then we ask him for his email.
We ask him for his email,
and he gives us his assistant's email. Assistant. In quotations, assistant.
Not us making ourselves physically ill from recapping a collective trauma.
This is one of the worst things I've ever done.
It's definitely, without a doubt, one of the worst things I've ever done. But then every once in a while you hear a story of someone who did something a little outside the box.
Oh yeah, and they make it.
Oh.
Yeah, so then he gives us his assistant's email and we're like, that went so well. not us living in this sick fantasy. Yeah. We're like, that went so well, dude. He's gonna. The show is genius. The show is genius. What kind of car are you getting?
Lambo, honey.
Yeah, we both said Lambos, I think. Oh, man.
Okay.
Dude.
It feels good to get it off our chest.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, like, you know what? I did hear this, and this is funny, but also true. I heard that the best way to combat shame is with vulnerability. And we just did that. We were just vulnerable with our audience. We didn't have to tell them. We tell them everything.
Now they know
us better than we know us.
Yeah, you guys know us really well at this point. And it's only been a few months. We really spill. We really let it all out, sweetie.
We leave it all on the
Sometimes
floor,
Sometimes I
baby.
Tell my therapist, I'm like, listen to my pods. If you think I'm lying, you'll catch it in the pod. I tell everything on there. Dude, it does feel better. And you know,
not us both feeling like that was therapy.
I cried. I full cried.
You real cried.
I real cried on the podcast. But
I'm
that's
on too
how
much Prozac for that, honey. But Judd, if I could, I would.
Not you auditioning.
Hold on.
Not you auditioning. Oh, here she goes. Okay, hold on. Action. I'm Judd. Action. No.
I'm sorry, Mr. Apatow. I can't.
You look like you were coming.
It's because, first of all, I'm on so much Prozac I can't even generate a goddamn tear. And it works, honey. If you're tired of feeling everything, get on an SSRI.
Not the SSRI wink. Listen, get an SSRI and a pair of grippy socks. You'll be You'll be okay. If you know about the grippy socks,
sound off in the comments below.
sound off. You should sound get sponsored off. By grippy socks.
Team, hell yeah.
Team 5150.
Team, grippies, team
5150. My God. You know, it's so embarrassing being a human. But it felt good to let that one out.
No, it felt like, you know, when you're constipated and then you shit. Sorry to bring shit into it. You know, I don't talk about shit.
Yeah, I was really shocked that would be your example.
But that's just what came out. It was like.
No pun intended.
We had to purge that. That was like an ayahuasca trip.
That was like an ayahuasca trip. The Judd story.
The Judd story.
Of 20. What year was that? 20.
I really want to hope it was 2012.
12 would make sense. Maybe 2013. A little too soon.
At the very least, 2014.
No, I couldn't have been. No, it had to been 12. It had to be 20. That's 2013 or before behavior.
Well, you know, we really put ourselves out there in the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
And then you get exhausted.
And we still do.
We're
sweetie.
Still out here working, honey.
Listen.
The wicked don't sleep. I wasn't planning on saying that. It just came out.
The wicked don't sleep. No. Oh my gosh. So, yeah, I mean.
So now when we see Jeremiah.
Well, yeah, Jeremiah always has that image of us like in the back of his head, I think, you know? Like I think
doing a presentation.
But you know what? When we brought it up, we talked about this briefly on his podcast. We brought up this story and he didn't remember.
No, I think he remembered.
Oh, he did remember.
Don't pretend like he didn't remember.
I blocked
Nobody that forgets a soft pitch in a parking lot.
Yeah, with the lawn chair set up. Oh, not Judd sitting in a lawn chair with our headphones in his ear, watching our thing in front of
with my outdated Mac that barely downloads. I'm like, hold on.
He should have saw something in us. We had drive like Kanye, dude.
I like that.
I'm proud of us. That takes balls.
We have
them. It's psychotic, but that took fucking balls.
Yeah, my balls have since shrunk.
Yeah, same. I'm like, sorry to bother you, sir, but could you stop molesting me? Can I get a spot? Sorry. What? Anyway, sorry. Bye. Sorry.
Is it okay that I'm here? It's like that, you know?
Yeah.
Back then, we're like, fuck it. Let's do a pitch right now.
Well, do you have any other embarrassing things that you want to get out?
Embarrassing?
Yeah. I have one from when I was a really little kid. Do you want to hear it that I think about?
Yeah.
This is so funny because it's like not even a huge deal. Embarrassing,
but as a kid, it seemed like it.
Yeah. My mom took me to a water park. And first, I must have been 4 or 5 when this happened because I was so young. I remember it was one of the first few times that I did something and had the human thought of that was stupid. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, that made no sense. Right. And it was one of my first thoughts like that. And it was at a water park, and there was, like, the slide that wasn't that big. It was, like, it wasn't, like, a slide. It was almost, like, it was a huge slide, but, like, a really thick one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a bunch of kids could slide down, and it goes into a little pool. And it wasn't, like, it was just a few feet.
Okay.
And I remember standing and trying, and the lifeguard being, like, you need to go. People are waiting. And me being so panicked that I just stood and tried to stand. I thought you had to walk down it.
No.
I didn't understand that you was the
slide. Walk down a water slide? What do you mean? How can you even do that? Did you eat shit?
Yes. And I just remember it being one of the stupidest things I've ever done. And I was like embarrassed, like fully like.
That doesn't seem like something you would do. I guess you were 4.
But like even then it was so unlike me.
Yeah, that is.
But I was like, that made no sense that I would think that. And I was like, oh, that's the water slide. But it's also because I was looking for a bigger thrill. I was like, this can't be the water slide. No. You know, I was like, let me walk down.
You an adrenaline junkie at 4. I live for the thrill.
Yeah, I do. You know me walking down the slide trying to find a gooder slide.
Gooder.
I can't help it, baby. She loves adrenaline.
Wow. Walking down a water slide is embarrassing. I mean,
what have you done? Give me one. Well, we could go back and forth. We could trade off embarrassments.
This is one of my embarrassing moments, and it's nothing compared to you. Okay. I remember, and it really stayed with me as a kid. I was like in my desk,
sorry,
like looking at what was going on and like mm-hmm. moving things around, and my teacher in front of everyone said, "Miss Wineshank, always fiddling in her desk." I felt mortified. I felt humiliated.
That's so mean of her.
I'm like, am I always fiddling in my desk?
Now you're having ADD and her just being mean to you.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, well, Catholic school.
That is very you to fiddle on your desk a lot, though. That is like, so
what are you doing? I'm looking for stuff.
You know Sarah loves a chore. She was even in her desk going like, I should organize my desk.
Yeah, I would like pull out my pencil case, look around, put eraser, the whole fucking thing. When you're a kid and you're in class, you have to find ways to cope.
You know what I would do?
What?
When I was a kid in class, I would look at the clock and I would hold my breath and I would see how long I could hold my breath. And then I'd try to make it longer than the last time all day.
What about the kid in class that plays with people's hair? What I about getting your kid. Hair played?
Oh, that was class? Nice. When you were like a junior and the boys wanted to play with your hair.
None of the boys wanted to play with my hair.
Oh, I'd have boys play with my hair. I'd have boys give me massages in class.
No.
Yeah.
You still do that.
Yeah, I know. I have the guys in comedy give me massages sometimes too. Not like privately, but.
Yeah, privately, and then you pay them.
Yeah. Don't okay, lie. That's just
don't
one.
Don't lie, bitch.
Okay. You know what? I will say right now, you know, Jamar Neighbors. I've paid Jamar Neighbors to give me a massage, but I had to pay him. And I specifically texted him and I said, I'm paying you not to try and fuck me. That's what the money is for. Because he is the best masseuse.
He's a healer.
He literally is.
No, I know.
Has he ever rubbed your shoulder?
Yeah.
He's a fucking healer. He's better than, and I get massages all the time. He's one of the best massagers in the world. But.
And he's low key kind of spiritual too.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I think he's actually might be a healer.
Yeah. No, I know.
I know. Yeah.
No, I know. Jamar's magical.
Yeah.
For sure. I agree with that. So, but even on top of that, yeah, it's mostly Jamar, and everybody that used to massage me is dead now.
Oh, shit. And that's what it is to be a comedian.
Everybody else is dead. Remember Hollywood Kevin? Jesus. Hollywood Jesus. I would go to the comedy store specifically because me and Hollywood Jesus, Kevin Lee Light, we'd sit in the back and watch Brody for like his whole set. And Brody would sometimes stay up there for like forever if he was like,
he'd close it down.
Yeah. And he would just give me like a 30 minute shoulder rub, and it was just the best. And we would just be laughing at Brody's set, sitting in the chairs. He'd be giving me a shoulder rub.
Why are you getting massaged by Jesus?
So what I'm saying is, I was always the girl in high school letting the boys behind me give me a quick shoulder rub. Honey, I'd tell them, I'd say, can you rub my shoulders?
No, you wouldn't.
And then the teachers would be like, Miss Congdon, stop having the boys rub your shoulders.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, here's an embarrassing moment.
But I was a virgin, too.
Here's an embarrassing moment.
So I didn't know. So I don't know.
I went, there was like this prom for freshmen and sophomores. It was called MORP, which is prom smelled. Spelled prom spelled backwards.
Okay.
Not smelled. And I had this boyfriend named JP.
Okay.
I was obsessed with him. He was into like punk music. His hair was like crazy spiked, like punk.
Okay.
And he was a year older than me, and I thought he was so hot. And at MORP, we just made out the entire time.
Oh,
like,
whoa.
We were like on bleachers making out the entire time. So much so that like. The teacher who was chaperoning the next Monday was like,
they had to make an announcement.
She said, oh, it's nice to see you without your tongue in JP's mouth.
No.
Yes.
What'd you say? Were you humiliated? That's worse than fiddling with your whittle sticks.
Humiliated.
That's worse than the fiddle with your whittle. No, that would have gotten me too.
Ugh, not me getting called out by the teacher for being a slut.
When I was in high school, I started working at this bar, and I was a food runner, but it was like mostly a bar, but it also had food, but it was mostly a bar. It was like an Irish bar. And they had a Christmas party, and like growing up, like I was just like allowed to drink underage a little bit.
Well, your parents didn't care.
Yeah, not really. Like after a certain age, they just like gave up caring. They like knew it was happening and they gave up. And so I just like drank at that party. Like I had like an adult man make me a drink.
Okay.
And I put it in a styrofoam cup and I was just like drinking and hanging out with everyone. And then I guess I was talking to someone when I was drunk and they noticed and they told the owner. And the owner came up to me and she was drunk. It was the owner's wife.
This is some Florida shit.
And she came up to me and she was like, are you drinking on our property underage? You need to leave. And she was like, you need to get your ass out of here. And she like made me leave, right? But then she called me the next day a few days later to apologize for yelling at me while she was drunk.
No.
And then they rehired me and they're like, you can't drink here underage though. Like, you can't do that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I started dating her son for 3 years.
No.
Then I took her son's virginity.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yes.
No.
That's the one I caught blowing on Easter morning.
What?
I told you his dad caught me giving him a blowjob on Easter morning.
Nothing is more embarrassing than getting caught by a parent.
Yeah.
Did anything else like that happen to you?
Yeah, all the time.
Here's a top five embarrassing moment.
Oh, no.
Okay. What? Not me having an itchy vagina.
Okay.
Putting cream on it. Forgetting I put the cream on it. Getting wasted. And then getting eaten out.
No, with vagina cream.
And then my high school boyfriend being like, why is my mouth numb?
No.
Yeah, it tastes weird.
No.
I was getting eaten out in his truck.
With vagina itch cream. With high school is wild.
Vagisil.
No.
Not him with Vagisil on his.
No.
You know, like the really bad shit you block out and then every once in a while it like simmers to the top. And,
yes.
And that's just what happened.
Yes.
It was like, I think I've just completely blocked it out.
Oh, man. No, that's rough, right? Yeah, I'm trying to think of another one I have.
His dad walked in on us making out and my underwear were in the middle of the floor. So we jumped off of each other, but my underwear were still in the middle of the floor. So when the dad walked in, he's like, what's going on? And just like my underwear.
No.
It was like a thong in the middle of the room.
No.
And then Gus, his name was Gus.
I remember Gus's name.
Gus says, oh, sorry, Sarah and I were just kissing and stuff. Oh, and then the underwear is just sitting there. And I'm like, and then he's like, all right, I think I'm going to go outside. And then I grab my underwear. And that was it.
No.
Yeah.
Trying to think of an embarrassing one.
If I walked in on my kid fucking, I'd be so upset.
Well, I talk about Alex, one of our first episodes of Broad Topics. Yeah. Alex talks about how her dad walked in on her when she was fucking her boyfriend and she was doggy style. And I was like, which doggy style did he walk in from, front view, back view, or side view? And she said side view.
No!
Which is the worst. You get the whole shebang.
No!
Yeah, and he didn't get a one piece. He got the whole value meal.
So what was his reaction?
He walked in and closed the door real fast, and then from outside the door was like, he needs to leave.
No!
Yeah, she was in high school still.
No!
Getting fucked doggy style.
No!
Her dad.
No!
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever heard your parents having sex?
No, but I would sometimes go try and, like, because I would, like, bother my mom at night. Sometimes, you know, and be like, I have a headache or whatever.
I can't sleep.
Yeah, and every once in a while I would go and try to open the door and it would be locked and I'd be like, my headache's gone. I'd just like go lay down. I'd be like, ugh. I never heard. Thank God.
Yeah, me either.
Thank God. I wouldn't want that. My aunt tells the story of she caught my grandma. She walked in on my grandma having sex with my grandpa, which is such a weird thing. Not when they're old, but younger, okay. Which is still so weird to think about my grandparents being young and like actually like actively fucking.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
And then my aunt was like, your grandma was on top. And I was like, no, not my grandma being a true rider.
No, not you calling her a true rider.
Like, like grandma, like grandbaby.
True rider.
She's a true rider, sweetie. Listen, it's a breed of people.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I was like, isn't it weird that our pussies are probably like our moms and grandmas? Like, and the things we're into is probably close to similar.
No. Don't do that.
Isn't that disturbing? Yeah, because you're probably
into.
I think to sometimes probably it's in, we're also a part of them.
Not us having the same kinks as our parents.
I bet there is some research to that. We don't have to look into it.
We could bring on?
Do we have a kink specialist? We need to get a kink doc.
How long have you been a kink doc?
All right. I think we should end it there.
I do too.
That was fucking great.
That was therapeutic to say the least.
I feel better. Thank you guys so much for listening. We listen, you guys. We fucking love you guys. Every episode, every week, more and more people are saying, I just found this podcast, breath of fresh air. We love you, funny girls. And what I have to say to that is, we've been trying to tell y'all for fucking years, dude. We've been trying to tell people for years. But thank you so much for everybody for supporting and noticing. And
thanks for noticing us.
If you like this podcast, leave a comment in the YouTube section, please. We love comments. The more comments on the YouTube, the more the algorithm gets popping. So throw a comment in. Say what you liked about the show. What do you agree with? Give us a subscribe, a rating on iTunes, a review. Pass it on to a friend. Just support any type of way you can. We're going to be doing some cool stuff really soon here. We're excited about it. So,
also,
yeah.
Sorry, you should plug Broad Topics.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Listen to my other podcast, Broad Topics. Anywhere you find podcasts or on the Gas Digital Network. That's TOPIX with Alex Scarlato. Super funny. And you guys, I will be at the Rec Room in Huntington Beach.
No, we will have already been there.
Oh, okay. I'll be doing Supernova with Sarah Weinshank on the 20th. And I will be in Houston. Houston, if you're listening and you're out there, please come out. I'm doing the Riot in Houston, May 27th and 28th, two nights only, headlining. It's going to be so fucking funny. Great night. Make sure you get shows for that if you're around town. If you know someone in Houston, make sure you tag them. Let them know I'm in town. And then on the 4th, we will be in Bellflower.
Yeah, we're co-heading at the Stand Up Comedy Club in Bellflower. And then back on June 8th, that's Supernova, both of us at 8 p.m.
I didn't have that one in my thing. All right. Thank you for keeping me updated, Sarah. All right. You guys, we'll see you next week.
Oh, also, follow me at Princess Shank on Instagram, Twitter for show dates. Make sure to leave a review on iTunes for this podcast. If you could, it would be so appreciated. It just takes 1 minute. That's how we also grow the show. Tell your friends about the show. Check out my solo podcast, Shank, and we'll see you next Monday, babies.
All right. Bye.